Sicela ukubingelela abazalwane lapho bekhona lapho nikhona nje.
Brethren, firstly, we would like to greet you wherever you are.
Izinto zenzeka ngendlela ehlukile kule oyicabangayo noyilindele.
Things happen differently to what one expects or even imagine.
Kwenzeka okungajwayelekile uthi akujwayele okunye sekuyasuka sekungiqala okunye futhi.
You just get used to a certain way of doing things and then it all changes again.
Kodwa ke nokho siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana sihlangane endlini yakhe sihlangane ngezwi lakhe njalo njalo.
But we thank the Lord that we are able to meet in his house and meet around his word.
Sesiduduzwa amazwi enkosi uJesu ukuthi lapho uhlangene ababili noma bebathathu uyasithembisa ukuthi yena uzoba khona.
And we are comforted by the words of our Lord where he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst.
Last corner, siyincosana. Nani nihlangene kwenye indawo, abanye bahlangene lapha etendeni, abanye bahlangene school hall, abanye bahlangene kwelinye hall, noma ngabe nihlangene phandle nje, kuyinhlanhla kithi ukuthi samkhonza uNkulunkulu, sisalibize igama lika Jesu, sisamphakamisa njengeNkosi yethu.
And so we are gathered in small numbers, dispersed in various venues, but we thank the Lord that even though we are gathered as we are gathered, we can uplift his name and praise and glorify him.
Ngakho ke impela bazalwane endaweni nizona uNkulunkulu akabe nani uNkulunkulu aniqinise la ezweni lakithi nasemazweni aphesheya kuma provinces zonke sikuwo esithola sikona uNkulunkulu asize abe kanye nathi.
So may the Lord be with you, brethren, strengthen and keep you there where you are, whether it's here in our country, in the various provinces, whether you are somewhere overseas, may the Lord be with you.
Izwi leNkosi lithi lingakudebesela ukuhlangana. Ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi uma behlangene abazalwane, ila bethola khona amandla.
Now, God's word does instruct us that we should not neglect the gathering of the saints. And we see the reason for that. It is because when we are together, it is then that we are encouraged and strengthened.
Izwi leNkosi lize lisho, uma sihlangene sindawonye, omunye umzalwane uqhamuka nalokho. Omunye aqhamuke nomthandazo, omunye aqhamuke nesiluleko, omunye aqhamuke nalokho, konke lokho kwakha ibandla.
And the Lord's word also says that when the saints are together, each one brings his gift or that which the Lord has imparted to him or to her, and that leads to the edifying of the church, whether it be a prayer, whether it be advice or instruction or teaching, whatever it may be.
uNkulunkulu asize ngaphandle kwakhe asikwazi ukwenza lutho futhi azikho izinto eziyolunga iphumelele ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
May the Lord help us and be with us, because without him there is nothing that will be achieved.
Futhi sibabingelela kakhulu namhlanje njengoba kuthiwa usuku lo baba siyabahalalisela siyacela ngathi uNkulunkulu engasiza sibe ngobaba bakaNkulunkulu.
And as this is Father's Day, we want to especially pass on Father's Day wishes to all the fathers who are listening, and may the Lord help us to be truly fathers that are godly fathers.
Kukhona namhlanje obaba abangelutho nje abangamsebenzi walutho nje ngoba noma bekhona bafana noma bengekho ngenye indlela ungathi sikusithi isiZulu ziwadla kulindiwe noma bekhona kwenzeka noma yini nje.
Because today you do have fathers that are absent fathers, and even if they are present, they may as well be absent because they make no difference in the lives of their families.
Kodwa umkhuleko wethu njengamadoda sithi ha uNkulunkulu sise sifane namadoda kaNkulunkulu sifane noAbraham ababizwa ngokuthi bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu inceku kaNkulunkulu ngoba wayenza lokhu uNkulunkulu akufunayo.
But our prayer is as fathers that God may help us, that we will take after the examples of our fathers in the faith, even the patriarchs like Abraham, who obeyed God, who walked with God, and through that became a father of the nations.
Uyamangala ukuthi labantu abamqoka uyabona ukuthi babeqotho kangakanani babe nokulalela okungakanani yikho uNkulunkulu wayesondelene nabo yikho uNkulunkulu wayekwazi ukuthi enze umsebenzi kanye nabo abathembe.
And we see how upright they were, how obedient and faithful they were, and that is why God could use them as he did and why God was as close to them as he was.
Iqiniso indoda eyindoda ngoba endaweni yokuqala ikwazi ukuthi ilalele uNkulunkulu ilalele nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu silalele nalabo abasiholayo ukuze sihambe indlela okuyiyona le ethandwa uNkulunkulu.
A man becomes a true man by obedience to God and also by obedience to those who are leaders in the faith and leaders of the church, and by that you become a true man.
Futhi uNkulunkulu asize ukuba sibe amadoda abazoqondisa kahle imizi yethu nemindeni yethu bazi ukuthi nansi indlela ehanjwayo nansi indlela kaNkulunkulu nansi indlela ethandwa uNkulunkulu.
And may God help us as men to be leaders of our families, to guide them, to instruct them in the ways of God, that they may learn from us how to follow and how to serve God.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu engasiza asiphe ukuhlakanipha ngoba sidinga ukuhlakanipha nangalesikhathi esiphila kusona.
And may God grant us wisdom for the times in which we live in.
Uma ngikhuluma ngokuhlakanipha, ngikhuluma ngokuhlakanipha kaNkulunkulu ngoba kuningi ukuhlakanipha kulesi sikhathi.
When I speak of wisdom, I speak of the wisdom of God, because there are many other types of so-called wisdom of this world.
Baningi abatshela ukuthi bayazi kanti ngokaNkulunkulu abazi lutho.
There are many who think they know how to do things, but before God they're ignorant.
Kona batshela ukuthi bayabona kanti uthi uNkulunkulu nina nizimpumputhe ngempela nibona lutho.
There are some that think they see so well, but God says you do not realize that you are blind.
Bengakulahla bonke abasizweni bengamelana nawe bonke abantu basemhlabeni uma nje uNkulunkulu enesathokoza kwanele lokho.
And even though you may be rejected by the world, you may be forsaken by everyone in the world, but as long as God takes pleasure in you, all is well.
Wena umuntu uma nje uNkulunkulu esekanye nawe samuzwa umphilela noma bengakufulathela bonke kwanele uneningi ngoba uNkulunkulu.
What is man? As long as you please God, you are in the majority.
Asithandazeni.
Shall we pray?
Baba osezulwini, siyabonga kakhulu ukuba usiphe lolu suku, usiphe lenhlanhla yokuhlangana egameni lakho.
Our heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and for the privilege and honor to gather in your name.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ube kanye nathi.
Lord, we pray that you would be in our midst.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume nathi Nkosi ngalo izwi lakho.
And we pray that you would speak to us through your word.
Uyazazi uyaqonda Nkosi idingo zethu nanamhlanje.
Lord, you understand and you know our needs that we have even in this day.
Siyanxusa siyacela Nkosi ukuthi uhlangabezane nazo futhi Nkosi usenze usiqhuquzele ukuba uNkulunkulu sikuthande kakhulu kunaqala.
Lord, please meet with those needs. And wouldn't you come and encourage us and spur us on to love you more than ever?
Noma Nkosi singakwazi ukuhlangana sesihlangana amaqoqo amancane. Kodwa Nkosi siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi nalabo nalabo labehlangene khona bayizwela imfudumalo yakho Nkosi.
And Lord, even though we are only able to gather in small groups, but may you be with all those who have gathered in your name, and may we experience the warmth of your presence.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Uma nginezelela nje njengoba sinabazalwana abakwezinye indawo mhlambe bengatholi ukuzwa nezwi lenkosi kumbe nanga umsakazo.
As I said that we have got brethren who are gathered in various places and maybe some are not able to even hear God's word through the radio.
Sicela bazalwana ukuthi umuntu nomuntu angayithole inhlwa nje hamba yedwa uyithole ungasaxhumana namuntu ungaxhumana namzalwane ungathandazi namuntu qaphela bekusisa mangabe kuze kuphele isonto kuphela amaveki amabili wedwa nje usengozini.
But we would like to encourage you brethren that you take care that you do not become isolated there where you are, because if 1 week or 2 weeks should go by and you've been all on your own, you didn't pray together with other brethren, you didn't have any gathering with the saints, you are in grave danger.
Funa bathola abazalwane ukuze mangenzeka kungapheli nje isonto ungaxhumananga nomzalwane ngoba kuningi esiqinisana ngakho kuningi esizana ngakho kuningi esikhuthazana ngakho.
There is much with which we can encourage one another and help one another when we gather together as brethren, so make sure that you do not neglect the gathering of the saints.
Ngakho kungavumi ukuthi uyithole uye uwedwa nje impela nje awuhlangani namuntu hayi ingozi leyo mzalwane funa abazalwana abaseduze kwakho bakwazi na ukuthi unankinga mhlawumbe uyagula bazise mhlawumbe bazofika bakuvakashele bathandaze nawe baqinise kuyindlela leyo sokhuthazana ngayo masingayekelelani masingalahlani isikhathi leso sokuthi sisondelane kakhulu futhi sisizane kakhulu.
So even though we live in times like these, take care that you do not become isolated, that you do not become a loner and you're just happy to go it alone, but make an effort to make contact with other believers so that you're able to gather together. Sometimes they may not even know that you're unwell, and if they know that you're unwell, they can come and pray with you and they can encourage you, and in all of those ways we ought to build one another up as believers and make sure that you do not become isolated, that you're not alone.
Senhlizweni yami namhlanje engifisa ukuthi singakhuluma ngakho ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu ngeqiniso.
What I'd like to speak about this morning, what is on my heart, is having a true meeting with God.
Ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu ngeqiniso bazalwane.
Having a true meeting with God.
Baningi abazalwane abahlanganayo.
There are many brethren who come together.
baningi abazala abazalwana bakhona emhlabeni.
And there are many believers in this world.
Baningi abayibiza ngabazalwane la emhlabeni wakithi eNingizimu neAfrika.
And many here in South Africa profess to be Christians.
Baningi abayihlanganisa nenkolo yobuKristu.
And there are many who identify with the Christian faith.
Sibalele amapercent naphezulu ukukhulunyelana ko 80% kuthi abantu baseNingizimu neAfrika bayihlanganisa nenkolo yobuKristu.
Close to 80% of South African citizens identify as Christians, as with the Christian religion.
Kodwa mangabe sesibhekana neqiniso la ngempela, mawuthi uyabheka phikisana kwezibalo nokwenziwa abantu.
But when you look at people and you look at their lives, then you can only say that the statistics belie or lie about the reality.
Uma ubona izinto ezenzakalayo, uma ubona ohulumeni bemhlaba, uma ubona imithetho eshaywayo, ishaywa kukhona abantwana bakwaNkulunkulu ababalelwa kulesibalo esiphezulu kangaka. Ubusuyibuza uthi kanjani izinto njengalezi zenzeke bekhona abangabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu bathini na.
If you look at the governments of the world and you look at laws that governments pass in countries that are so-called Christian countries, you ask, how is it possible? How can they do that? If God's children are there, how can such things be done?
Uma abantu belifunda izwi likaNkuluNkulu, uma bezwa kushaya imithetho ephambene nemibhalo nezwi likaNkuluNkulu, kuthini kithi lokho na? Ngani kuthiwa sikwi-majority? Yini pho siseningini kutholakale kunqunywa kuphasa izinto ezingahambisani nalokho esithi siyikho?
What do the Christians say? What do they do? Those who are in the so-called majority, when a government passes laws that are contrary to the Bible, when you read the Bible and you look at those laws, they're totally contrary to one another. What do the believers do and say about that?
Uma sifunda ngomlando webandla, sithola ibandla lisengcindezeni, lisekuhluphekeni kusukela emandulondulweni kuze kube namhlanje, akukho ukuphumula ngebandla likaKristu.
And if you look at the history of the church, you find that throughout the ages, the Christians and the church has always been persecuted. There has never been a time that the church has been free from persecution.
Ibandla likaJesu, inkolo yobuKristu, inkolo ezokhulula abantu ebugqileni, inkolo ezosindisa abantu, hayi nje ngaphandle kuphela. Indaba enkulu iqala phakathi kumuntu wangaphakathi enhlizweni esekhululekile kuze kukhululeke ngisho nangaphandle.
The Christian faith and the Christian message is there to liberate people, not outwardly only, but especially within, that a person experiences, I have been liberated, I have been set free from bondage.
Izwi lenkosi lithi uma indodana inikhulula niyoba ngabakhululekile impela. Nanku umsebenzi kaJesu ufuna ukusikhulula aqashule lamaketanga abophe impilo zabantu.
And the word says, if the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. And that is the purpose for which Christ came, to come and to break asunder the chains of Satan.
Ngakho ke uma sifika lana enkolweni yobuKristu, uma sikhuluma ngenkululeko, into leno kumele ukuba sizwe, sibone ngawethu amehlo, sibone ingxenye yokuphila kwethu ukuthi awu kanti kumnandi kangaka ukukhululeka, kumnandi kangaka ukwazana noJesu.
So if in the Christian's faith we speak about freedom, that ought to be our experience. That ought to be what we witness, what Christ is doing, and where we can testify about the wonder and the sweetness of living a life free from sin.
Kodwa uyabona yini ukuthi uSathane uhlasela kangakanani izwi, uhlasela kangakanani ibandla, ukuthi lokho kugcine sekuyindaba esizwa ngendaba abantu bengasenakho ukuhlangana ngqo noNkulunkulu.
But you see the strategy of Satan and his attack on the church, that something like that would just become history, that they experienced it once upon a time, but it's no longer reality, where people no longer know what it means to have a true meeting with God.
Ungacabanga ukuthi kungenzeka eceleni, kwenzeke kude, nawe la ukhona, ungayithola leyo nto isiyenzeka endlini yakho, ungayithola leyo nto isiyenzeka eduze nawe. Hlezi nomuntu, hlezi nabantu, ucabanga ukuthi niyayikhonza inkosi, kanti hayi, sihlukene ngempela. Omunye ubona ngenye indlela, intshonalanga nempumalanga, into eyihlukene, akakuzwa okuzwayo, akakuboni okubonayo wena.
Now, don't take it as something which is very remote from you. It can actually be very close to your own experience. It can happen in your very home, where you think you're all serving the Lord. In the meantime, you are as far apart as the East is from the West, and your viewpoints differ completely.
Isikhathi lesi obungathi mawubuza noma ubani nobani akufakazela athi hawu lokho okhuluma ngakho nami ngiyakwazi nami ngiyayazi inkosi nami ufinyelela umusa kaNkulunkulu empilweni yami ngamuzwa ekhuluma nami ngamuzwa enqobe impilo yami.
And it ought to be something where everybody can testify to this and say, you know, what you're experiencing there, what you are saying there, are true words, because I've experienced it in my own life. I've experienced when the Lord intervened in my life, I was set free, and I became victorious over certain things in my life.
Kumele ukuba siqaphelisise bazalwane, sifumane kungekho phakathi kwethu osivivi, ongezwa, ongekho umlilo kaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yakhe, ongenafakazi ngoJesu ukuthi yena umenzeleni.
And we've got to beware, brethren, lest anybody in our midst should become lukewarm. Lest anybody in our midst no longer experience that working of the Lord in their life, and they don't experience being on fire for God.
Noma ngabe hlezi ngokuhlukana, noma ngabe sikhonza ngokuhlukana, kodwa lelo lahle lo mlilo kaNkulunkulu awumele ukuba uhlukane nathi.
And even though we cannot be close together and we cannot always meet with one another, but that fire of God dare not die out in our lives.
Ukumshisekela nokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kumele kube into esidlayo engaphakathi kithi. Umlilo kaNkulunkulu uzwe nje ukuthi nanamhlanje ngisathanda ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
That's something we ought to take care of. That's something we need to nurture. That flame of God in our lives, and make sure wherever we are, that flame doesn't die out.
Lo mlilo bantu abasha kumele kube umlilo ilona lo athi uNkulunkulu ngisize ngingezwa inzwa bethi ngingezwa abantu bethi kodwa nami ngithanda ukuyihlanganela nalo mlilo kaNkulunkulu naleli lahle makonakele indebeni zami zomlomo ngibone ingelo sizoshisa ukuze nami ngithole amandla ngithole lo mlilo ngithole lesifudumezi esiza ngalomlilo ngamandla evangeli.
And that's something each of us ought to take care of in our own lives, that we make sure that fire is burning and it's kept aflame and it's fanned into flame. Not that we just hear about it. There are people that are on fire for God, and it's something foreign to us. It's not something that's part of our own experience. And if something goes wrong with my lips, that I experience God bringing that fiery coal and consuming that which ought not to be there, and that God's fire will burn.
Ngoba kuthini kuwe mawuliphethe iBhayibheli noma ulifunda kodwa awuzi ukuthi kuthiwani, awuzi ukuthi lithini, kukhona inkinga lapho.
If you take God's word and you read God's word, it's got no meaning to you, it's got nothing that it offers you, then surely that's a sign of something that's wrong in your life.
Futhi makukhona izinto engalungile ngaliphatha ngingalifunda kungenzeki lutho ngoba ngilifunda nezinto ngilifunda nezibi ngilifunda nezono engayikhazimulisa kanjani uNkulunkulu kuleyo mpilo kulokho kufunda na.
And if you read God's word and there's something in your life separating you from God, there's dirt in your life, there's filth in your life, how can God speak to you? How can God glorify himself in your name?
In
your life.
Siyabona ukubaluleka kokuhlangana noNkulunkulu ngeqiniso bazalwane.
How can God glorify his name in your life? So we see the utmost importance, brethren, and how vital it is that we should have a true meeting with God.
Sithole izwi lenkosi encwadini yezenzo isahluko sesishiyagalolunye.
We read from Acts chapter 9.
Ncwadi yezenzo zabapostoli isahluko ngesishiyagalolunye 9 kusukela evesini lokuqala.
The Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 and verse 1.
Kepha uSawule safutha ngokusongela nokubulala abafundi benkosi waya kumpristo omkhulu wacela kuye izincwadi zokuya eDamaseko emasinagogeni kuze kuthi uma efumana abantu baleyo ndlela abesilisa nabesifazane abayise eJerusalema beboshiwe.
But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
Kepha ekuhambeni kwakhe esesondela eDamaseko kwambaneka masinyane nxa zonke ukukhanya okukhulu okuvela ezulwini.
Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him.
Wawa phansi emhlabathini wezwa izwi lithi kuye, Saul, Saul, ungizingelelani na? Kulukhuni kuwe ukukhahlela izinkandini.
And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's difficult for you to kick against the pricks.
Wayesethi ungubani Nkosi? Yathi mina nginguJesu omzingela wena.
And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
Kodwa vuka ungene emzini uzakutshelwa lokho kumele ukwenza.
But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do.
Kepha amadoda ayehamba naye ayeme engenakukhuluma ngokuba ezwa izwi kodwa ayengaboni muntu.
The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one.
USawule wayesevuka phansi kepha esevulile amehlo akhe kabonanga lutho. Basebembamba ngesandla bamisa eDamaseko.
Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus.
Izinsuku zabantathe engabone engadle engaphuzi.
And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank.
Ake sigcine khona lapho.
Let's end reading there.
Le ndaba lena iyathinta.
Now, this matter really stirs one's heart.
Ukuhlangana noJesu.
Meeting with Jesus.
Uhlangana izinto lana ngendlela exakile ukuthi ihlangana kanjani lento, ingenzeka kanjani lento. Ngoba lezi zinto ziyalwa, ziyaphikisana, ayiboni ngasolinye. Kodwa manje, kwafunakala ukuba bakhona okwenzakalayo, ukuba nalowo ngaboni, agcine esebona.
Now, it's really strange to see how things converged here. Things that were totally discordant and things that were totally opposite, where the one who didn't see had to get to the point where he could see.
We are born in the Lungulungu Sebenza Nayo. I saw the sea gone, I saw the sea, Sizazi, the Shugene, Pagamega Kulugun of Tabanga wait.
And you see the way in which God works, that it will never be something that we can understand or grasp. God's way of working will always be higher than what we understand.
Unkulunkulu uthatha lokho xabene uhala. Uthatha lokho ngizwane ngandlela thile. Ufuna ukuba gcine sekuhlangene ngoba uyazi ukuthi ufunani, uyazi ukuthi ufuna kwenzakaleni.
God takes that which is at loggerheads with each other, and he takes it and he works with it because in the end he wants it to be an agreement.
Ungayibuza umbuzo, uNkulunkulu, kwase kuphela abantu yini ongasebenza ngabo, wawudinga uPaul, uSaul, lona owayekuzonda kangaka, owayezonda indlela zakho, owayezonda ivangeli lakho ngalendlela na.
And one can ask the question, oh God, were there no people in this world? Was there nobody else whom you could use that you wanted to take hold of Saul and make him to be your servant, he who hated you and your gospel so much?
40. Kwangadaleka imbuzo eminingi. Nkosi, bayokholwa kanjani? Bayomkholwa kanjani lo akadelwa nabo ebabulala, ebavalela ematilongweni? Bazolalela kanjani umuntu oyisitha sabo na?
And one can ask the question, oh Lord, how will they ever believe him? How will they ever trust him? He was hunting down the Christians, killing them and throwing them into jail.
Bazomthemba kanjani ngoba vele uyisitha sabo, uyisitha sevangeli, uyisitha senkolo yabo. Bazomlalela kanjani, bazomkholwa kanjani, bazomuzwa kanjani, bazomthemba kanjani?
How will they trust him? How will they listen to him? How will they pay heed to him, the one who is their enemy? That is God's way. It's not our way. Our way will always go against the way God is working. And we can have our complaints. And we can say, but oh God, how can you use such a person? That person has got such an evil history, such a bad background. He was like this and he was like that. And God says, shut your mouth. I know what I'm doing.
Bangaka abantu obavalele ebhokisini. Bangaka abantu ongafuni ukuthi uzwe izwi labo. Bangaka abantu ongafuni ukuthi ulalele abakhulumayo. Ngoba kunezinto ezikhombayo ezisolayo. Athu uNkulunkulu vala la. Awuyazi into oyenzayo.
And how many people are there that perhaps you don't want to listen to them? You don't want to hear what they say because you are pointing at things and you're criticizing things in their life. And God says, close your mouth, shut your mouth, I know what I'm doing.
Futhi uNkulunkulu indlela ahlangana ngayo noSaul akafunanga nokuthi acele abanye abantu, akafunanga nokuthi ameme abanye ukuthi ake ningenzele lo msebenzi. Wathi mina ngizozenzela lo msebenzi, imina engizoyisebenzela, imina engizokhuluma naye, akekho omunye wale emhlabeni.
And the way God wanted to work in Saul's life, he said, I'm not going to use anybody else. I'm not going to invite somebody else to come and do it. I want to get personally involved in Saul's life and work in his life.
Akufikanga mpostoli ezokhuluma no Saul ukuba mphendule. Nkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe uye. Ngendlela yakhe, ngamandla akhe, ngokubona kwakhe, wehla, wazothinta inhliziyo yakhe, wazomnqoba kulokho ayephila kukho.
God didn't use any other disciple or apostle to intervene in Saul's life and to come and speak to him. God said, I myself will intervene and work in his life.
Nangu lo muntu. Ngoba abantu abayingozi evangelini singababheki ngaphandle, singababheki bahedeni. Cha, abayona ingozi abahedeni, abantu abayingozi kakhulu ibo labo bhuti nosisi ibo labo abazihlanganisa negama lokuthi nabo bahambisana nalenkolo amaKristu basop hlukanisa ibo kanye abangakubethela ibo kanye abangafaka emgodini.
And you know, the greatest danger to the church is not those who are heathen. It's not those who are outside of the church. The greatest danger to the church are those who are found inside, those who are known as the brethren. When that person turns his back against you, that person can stab you in the back. That person can crucify you.
Umangalisayo abakwenzayo bakwenza bethi balwela iqiniso basebenzele uNkulunkulu balwela uNkulunkulu kanti bayizitha ezinkulu zikaNkulunkulu.
And they will come and they say, we are fighting for the truth, we are fighting for God. In the meantime, they're the greatest enemies of the gospel.
Nangu Saul, ikholwa elikhulu, elinesikhundla, elihlala emasinagogeni, elilwela inkolo yobuJuda, limelene namaJuda athathekile, athathwe leli evangeli elithiwa likaJesu Kristu.
Here is Saul, a very religious man, a well-known and prominent man in the synagogues, and he sees this which comes against the Jews, where Jews are being swept along by this message that are taking them away from Judaism. So what does he do?
Kufika ukuthi makalwe elwele ethulwela uNkulunkulu siza uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
So he is very zealous in fighting against this movement. And he says, I'm fighting for God.
And that's
why Paul could afterwards say, I'm the greatest of all sinners because I persecuted the church. He really persecuted the church. And Stephen, the first martyr, Paul was right there. He was in the thick of things when Stephen was martyred. And when the believers were thrown into prison, he was at the lead of that. He was leading that, writing letters, going about them, finding out where they were, using his education to persecute the church.
And
so he is zealous for the law. We may not transgress the law. And he goes to the high priest and he gets letters from the high priest and he goes off to Damascus to find those who belong to the way.
And Luke, as he wrote
this, the Acts of the Apostles, he says, those who belong to the way, because those were known for the fact they belong to the way.
Uthe mina ngindlela neqiniso nokuphila akekho ozoya kubaba ngaphandle kwami.
Jesus had said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one will go to the Father but through me.
Uma sebebizwa laba bamlandela sebebizwa ngendlela sebebizwa ngaye lo abakholwa kuye abalandela yena asebephendukele kuyena uJesu ngeqiniso lakhe.
And those who follow Jesus, they became known as those belonging to the way, those who say they were walking in the way of truth.
Uma simazi yena siyomaza indlela yethu, siyomaza ukuphila kwethu, siyomaza iqiniso lethu.
If we know him, we will know him as our way, as our life, as our truth.
Saul, ubhizi ukhipha abantu endleleni yokuphila, ufuna ukubafaka endleleni yokubhushisa uphakade naphakade.
And Paul was fervent and zealous for this, to get people out of the way of life and get them into the way of death.
Cabanga ukuba sisebenze sinjalo, ukhipha abantu endleleni, ukhipha abantu eqinisweni, ukhipha abantu ekumkhonzeni uNkulunkulu, ubayisa kwenye indlela, ubafaka kwelinye ivangeli, ubafaka komunye umoya.
Can you imagine that? A person giving his life to get people out of the way, out of life, out of serving God into something else.
Vula mehlo, wemlaleli, vula mehlo. Musu vuma kufike noma ubani azokhipha endleleni, azokhipha eqinisweni, azokhipha ekuphileni. Uyithole usubheke ngqo kule ndlela yokufa, kule ndlela engenakuphila, kule ndlela yokubhujiswa.
And you who are listening to me, open your eyes, discern. Don't just accept anybody who comes to you with great zeal, lest that person should take you out of the way of life and put you into the way of death.
Izwi leNkosi kaDani liyasho, kuzona zonke izipho ekamoya esingayikhulekela, kumele sikhulekele isipho sokuhlukanisa. Uma ngikholwa, ngingakwazi ukuhlukanisa.
And the Bible tells us if there is any gift for which we should pray, the gift of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is the gift of discernment. Because if I'm a believer and I do not have discernment, I'll end up going astray off into a dark forest.
Bangaka bayithola benquma inqumo ebakhathaza wona namhlanje ngani na ababanga nakho ukuhlukanisa abakwazanga ukuhlukanisa okuyintando kaNkulunkulu nokungesiyona intando kaNkulunkulu.
How many are there not today who regret decisions they've made, who regret the direction they've taken? Why? Because when they came to the crossroads, they failed to discern the will of God. They failed to discern God's way.
Angazi ukuthi wena mzalwane lawo khona uyakwazi ukuthi kuyini ukuhlukanisa izinto.
Brother, sister, I don't know there where you are, whether you're able to discern.
Bangaka sebekufaka ehlathini uthi wena uhamba ngokuyikhona khona.
How many aren't there who've led you astray and you still think, I'm on the right way, I'm okay?
Bangaka abafikile kuwena bakhulumela indaba baxoxela indaba wabakholwa wabakholwa waphinda wabakholwa.
How many aren't there who have come to you and have related stories to you and where you've swallowed those stories and you believe them?
Uhlulwe nje na ukuthi awume kancaneke ngiyabonga lokho osuntshele khona ngisazolalela lolunye uhlangothi ngizwe kahle ukuthi khona khamba kanjani emva kwalokho bese ngihlukanisa okuyiqiniso.
And you fail just to say, hang on for a moment, just stop right there, thank you for what you shared with me so far, I'll go and find out about the other side, and then when you hear the other side, when you've got the full picture, then you can make your judgment.
Abanye kumanje kwafika imbali ehlaza, zonke izinto zehlaza manje. Abanye kwafika imbali ebomvu, abanye kwafika imbali emnyama, konke kumnyama bhuqe abasaboni lutho. Ulalele nje, uthathe nje okukodwa umbala odwa sekwanele wena usadingi lutho. Baningi, baningi abanjalo.
Some come to you and somebody brings to you a green filter and then you see everything in a green light, and somebody else comes to you with a red filter and then you see everything in a red light, and some people just bring pitch black darkness and it all looks pitch black to you.
USaul ukhiphe ubhizi ukhipha abantu endleleni ubafaka kweyakhe indlela ubafaka ebomnyameni yena kubo ngoba kukhanyile kuyena akusile kuyena akawatholanga amandla akakuthola ukukhanya.
Paul was busy day and night getting people out of the way, getting them onto his way, getting them out of the light into darkness, because Paul had not yet, or Saul had not yet experienced the light of God. He hadn't experienced the power of God at work.
Uma wena ubhizi udukisa abantu ngaleyo ndlela, hey, ngithi mzalwane wamphenduka ekwenzeni kwakho, ngoba uzoma kanjani phambi kaNkulunkulu nale mphefumulo engako usuyidukisile na?
And if you are busy with that, leading people astray, influencing people in the wrong way, oh, may you repent, because woe to you if you stand before God one day and you have to carry the guilt and the responsibility of all those souls that you've led astray.
Abaningi bayishile bayilahlile indlela kumunqo enhlizweni ngenxa yobumunqo wafika nabo baduka bapupha baphela endleleni bamlahla uNkulunkulu. Uzothini phambi kaNkulunkulu ngelinye ilanga mase kumele sime phambi kwakhe?
Many have gone astray. Many have become embittered because you've come to them with that bitterness and they were influenced by you. How many people haven't you influenced in that way?
USaul befuna ukwenza izinto ngomthetho, ufuna ukuya kubapriest abakhulu, ufuna ukuthola incwadi ezomgunyaza mayenza lo msebenzi awenze ngegunya alinikezwe yilaba abaphetheze enkolo.
And Paul, or Saul at this time, he wanted to do things according to the law, going to the high priest, getting those letters that will give him that authorization that he can go to the leaders, the religious leaders, with that full authority that he had.
Noma babephethwe ngamaRoma, kodwa indaba eyiphathelene nenkolo zayishiyelwe ezandleni zabo abapriesti laba ukuba bagcine inkolo yabo. Lokho kwakusemandleni abo, yikho babenamandla, yikho babethatha inqumo, ngoba izwe noma umhlaba ababephansi kwawo wawungena kwenza lutho ngeyinqumo ngenkolo yabo njengoba babenza nje.
Yes, although politically they were under the rule of Rome, however, when it came to their religion, those matters were left mostly over to the religious leaders, and that is why they had so much power to do what they were doing at that time.
Kufanele ukuthi inkolo iphathwe ibe phansi kophiko lithize. Kungabi nje inkolo zonke inkolo lo nalowo wenza kuthandayo, kumele kube phansi kwento ethi iyo lento bazalo kumele sivule amehlo sibheke lapho. Awukwazi ukwenza lutho olunye, kufunakala kuqala kudlule la kulama commission lawa asebekiwe namhlanje. Awukwazi ukwenza lutho, sivula amehlo siqaphele sibheke khona ngqo.
And so there was this body, this religious body, that had the oversight over all religious matters, and they had the power and the authority to keep people in line with their way of thinking. And that's where we are headed to, even at this time in which we are living in, that there are these commissions, and everybody's got to toe their line. And if you don't toe their line, woe to you.
Why tole ngwati ezimgunyazayo ukuthi aye eDamaseko? Ayokwenzani na? Eyokhipha abajuda abayihlanganise nobuKristu, abayihlanganise nevangeli, abayihlanganise nokholo uNkulunkulu. Ubafaka kwenye inkolo, ubafaka kokunye, ubakhipha ekuphileni, ubasekufeni.
So Saul did get hold of those letters that gave him the authority to go there and to get hold of all those belonging to the way, all the believers in Christ, all those who were Jews, who were believing in Jesus, getting them out of that way into his way of death.
Mabebala bathi ibangelide kwakudinga lihambe, but 130 miles. Okwakumele ukuthi ehambe esuka eJerusalema eDamaseko ehamba namadoda ayihamba nawo usemdlandleni mhlambe babe masha angazi mhlambe babe shaya inqubulo angazi kodwa umgomo wabo siyobakhipha siyobavimba ukuba bangaqhubeki nalelo gama bangaqhubeki naleyo nkolo sizobabuyisela kokwakithi sizobabuyisela emthethweni yakithi sizobabuyisela ekukhonzeni kwakithi awuthola usuku lapho wena mzalwane pass up.
And so Saul had to go a long way. It is said about 130 miles from Jerusalem going to Damascus. And he had other men that were accompanying him. And he was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. And as they were going along, I don't know whether they were marching, I don't know whether they were shouting slogans, or however they were doing it on their way to Damascus, but they were fully determined to get the believers and to force them to forsake their faith, to force them to do the things the way they saw it, back to their way, back to their traditional religion, back to where their way of believing.
Kuthiwa namhlanje.
What is it? What is said today?
Kuthiwa ayikho inkolo okumele kuba igxobe amalungelo enye inkolo.
It is said no religion should trample on the rights of any other religion.
Akekho umunye umuntu ofuneka akhulume kabi ngenye inkolo. Inkolo ziyalingana.
No religion should speak badly or criticize any other religion because all the religions are equal.
Akekho umuntu ofuneka akhulume kabi ngobulili babantu. Umuntu umele ayikhethele ayiqokele ukuthi enithanda ukuthi abe yini.
And now even sexual orientation has been brought to that level that nobody should speak evil about it. If somebody decides to be gay, to be homosexual or lesbian, well, that's their right and nobody should say anything about it.
Kuthiwa umuntu umele ayikhethele ukuthi uthanda ukuba yini. Akusholutho ukuthi uNkulunkulu umdala oba yini yena sekumele yena aphinde ayiqokelene ukuthi uthanda ukuba yini. Uyezwa na? Uyabona ukuthi sibheke phi?
And everybody has the right to determine their own gender. And doesn't matter how they were created, but they can determine their own gender. And everybody else has got to fall in line with that. You see where we're headed.
Wayefuna incwadi ebheke khona futhi lithi izwi lenkosi wayesesondele ukuba afike eDamascus eDamaseku ma esezofika khona wawenza umsebenzi uNkulunkulu.
And so Saul with his letters with his entourage they were on their way to Damascus and they were approaching Damascus already when God intervened and God worked. And the Bible says, a light all of a sudden shone around him. And there was a great, brilliant light. And that light struck him to the ground.
Akekho genius njengawe. Akekho kwazo control izinto njengawe.
When I looked and I considered that light, I said, there is no genius that is like God. God who can control all things.
Wena Nkosi kwazo control amandla lokhu kukhanya okunamandla okwanele ukuba kumshaye phansi nje angafi ngoba
and God, you can control and limit even that powerful, great light that it just had enough power to strike Saul to the ground, but it didn't kill him. And it was directed only at Saul.
Well, we ain't and show bona lezis in Taibonayo.
And he was the one who saw those things that he saw.
akekho zombona umbonisa aboniseke akube yimiqobo angithele phansi.
And God said, nobody else will be able to bring him to his senses. Nobody else will bring him to see things in the right mind. I will come and do it myself.
Ngizothumela ukukhanya kwami okunamandla okuzofinyelela kuyena abone. Akusiyena omunye umuntu owenze lento, uNkulunkulu kuphela.
And I will bring my powerful light that it will strike him down, that he will realize this is not the doing of any man. This is the doing of God.
Bona mzalwane, kuyini ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu? Kuyini ukuhlangana noJesu na?
Brethren, what does it mean to meet with God? What does it mean to meet with Jesus?
Kubonakala kanjani? Kwenzeka kanjani? Hlangana namandla kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho na?
How do you see it? How do you realize that somebody has met with the power of God?
Siyabonela la. Kuphela konke kwakho. Kuphela konke ukwazi kwakho. Kuphela konke ukubona kwakho. Iphela yonke indlela yakho. Iphela yonke imicabango yakho. Ufikelwe into eyodwa nje kuphela. Akekho bengenza lento kungesiyena uNkulunkulu yedwa.
Well, we see it demonstrated here that when that happens, when you have a true meeting with God, all your own self-sufficiency, all your knowledge, all that which you knew and which you could do, your power and strength, all of that comes to an end. And you realize only God can do this.
Noma bengithi ngiyakholwa noma bengithi ngiyakwazi kodwa mhlamba zange ngikwazi ngalendlela uba ngithole ngiphansi ngibona ukuthi ngiphelile ayikho indaba yami ngaphandle kokuba ngithola umusa kaNkulunkulu ufinyelele nasempilweni yami.
And when it happens to you, you get to the point where you say, Lord, I thought I knew you. I thought I believed in you. But now, Lord, I realize I didn't know you. And Lord, unless you have mercy on me, it's my end.
Nkosi, kufuneka ngifinyelele endaweni la ngiphela khona. Nkosi, akuzukwenziwa intando yami. Akuzukwenzeka ukubona ngikubona ngengqondo yami. Kodwa Nkosi, akufinyelele wena, kusebenze wena empilweni yami. Ngiyini mina? Ngiwudaka, ngiwuthuli, angilutho.
Lord, I've come to my end. I don't know what is the way forward. I'm just mud. I'm worth nothing. And unless you intervene and have grace on me, Lord, there's no future for me.
Uma uvuka lapho ngibona ngiyakholwa ngenhliziyo yami, singavuka singabanye abantu, singavuka singabantu uNkulunkulu afuna ukuyihlanganisa nabo, efuna ukusebenza ngabo.
And brethren, I believe if you get up from there, having received that realization, you'll get up a different person, somebody through whom God will be able to work. We need the light of God to penetrate, to reach our lives.
Lokukhanya ukhanya okunamandla, ukhanya okunyakazisa umuntu, ukhanya okumthela phansi othulini umuntu.
This light which strikes a person to the ground.
Lapho umuntu efinyelela khona endaweni yokuthi hayi ngifile ngiphelile.
When you come to the point where you say, I'm ruined, it's my end.
Nkosi, akukho anginamandla, ngimvuthu. Akukho nje engakumisa, akukho engakuphakamisa, ngiyini? Fanele uthule.
Where you come to the point where you say, oh Lord, I'm powerless, I'm weak, I'm but a worm, I'm worth nothing.
Apostle Paul
That is why Paul afterwards could testify, I no longer live, and it's now Christ who lives in me. mine, that which is of me, came to an end. That which I was known for came to an end. That which I was, that came to an absolute
naught.
That which I used to love, I no longer love, Lord. That which I longed for, I no longer long for it, I don't care for it. But Lord, one thing I desire, it's to be with you, it's to walk with you, it's to know you. And where you experience the power of God at work when you meet with Him, where you say, Lord, start something new in my life. From now on, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I want to go there where you send me. Brethren, have we reached that point?
So figile kuleyo ndawo ukuthi hayi inkani yami ukhuluma ngento eyizolo lapho umina into eyizolo ukuyifunela kwami into eyizolo kufile lokho ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngifuna ukusha ngifuna ukuphila okusha ngifuna ukulawulwa ngifuna ukuyelelwa ilo Kristu ebengilwa naye.
Have you come to that place where your stubbornness, your way of seeing things, all of that is past tense, all of that has come to an end, where you say, oh Lord, now would you lead me? Would you take my hand? Would you guide me into that which is your will? From now on, I want to follow you. From now on, Lord, I want to learn of you. What does it mean to submit? To submit to the will of God. What
does it mean
to be taught, Lord, what it means to be led by Jesus? To be taught your way, what it means to follow you.
Mhlambe kusaphila indlela yakho. Mhlambe kusaphila intando yakho. Mhlambe uyinkosikazi. Hayi khona usena ufuna ukubekela ukugcina endodeni. Mhlambe na uyindoda, awufuna ukwenza lokho okufanele. Sonke bekumele sibe kulokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo. Sekuphelile okwethu, sekudlulile okudala.
Perhaps your will is still very much alive in you. Your way of seeing things, your way of doing things. Maybe as the wife, you always want to have the last word. Your husband must do what you want him to do. Maybe you as the husband, you don't want to do the right thing. But God's word says we ought to be at that place where all things have become new. Behold, if anybody is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. All the old has passed away. Everything has become new.
Ukhona chorus. Ayikho indlela ehamba lapho uthanda khona.
There is a chorus that says, there is no way that leads there where you want to go.
Indlela ezulwini. The
way that leads to heaven won't go there where you want to go. It costs. It costs all. It doesn't just cost something, it costs everything. It costs that you become nothing. Oh, to become nothing, That's the last thing that many people want to
hear.
People want to be acknowledged. They want to be acknowledged for who they are, what they've achieved, their degrees, their CV. But if you want to go this way, it costs you to become nothing.
Akakwazi uNkulunkulu ukusebenza ngathi singakwazi ukuthi kusho ukuthini ukugoba.
God cannot work through us if we do not know what it means to bow.
Ukuyithoba phansi kwesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu.
To submit under God's powerful hand.
Ukumvuma, ukumvumela. Wena oyinkosi yami, wena ongamandla ami, wena ongokuphila kwami.
And to confess and say, you are my God, you are my Lord, you are my life. Young people, where are you today? What are you doing today? What are you busy with today? What are you listening to? How important is God's word in your life? How important is Jesus in your life? Do you know what it means to submit? Do you know what God's will means?
Mhlawumbe uhlupha nje ekhaya uma nihlezi khona etafuleni.
Maybe you're troublesome. Maybe at home, when you're around the table, you're always the one that has to be reprimanded. And at, even at table, you cannot be self-controlled. You're jumping around. Now you want this, now you want that. And everybody else has also to jump to serve you with what you need. How can you even obey God and submit to His will if you cannot even submit to the will of your parent?
Now,
if you haven't met up with this way, how will you ever be able to walk on it if you haven't met with the Lord? How? Never mind seeing the way, you won't even be able to walk it.
Kuthiwa, uPaul, uSaul. Everybody say uSaul. Esewe phansi uzwa izwi Saul Saul ungizingelelani na.
And when Saul falling to the ground, he then heard a voice saying, Saul Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Saul Saul ungizingelelani.
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Mhlawumbe ngicabanga ukuthi hayi mina ngixabana nosibanibani nje ngilwa naloya nje ngilwa naloya nje uyabona yini ukuthi ulwa noJesu uqobo lwakhe na.
Maybe you just see a person before you and you say, well, I'm fighting against that person, I'm fighting with that person, and you do not realize that you're fighting with God.
Futhe ekulweni kwakho naye uthi wenza kahle ulwela yena uNkulunkulu.
And maybe on top of that, with you fighting with that person and going against that person, you think you're doing it for God, you're fighting for him.
Bona ukuthi wamangala njengoba lithi izwi lenkosi nababehamba naye bamangala bethuka bezwizwi kodwa bamboni lo khulumayo.
And the Bible says those who were traveling with Paul, they were amazed because they heard the voice, but they saw no one. They also met up with something which they'd never met up with before. And I think they probably, long afterwards, still discussed it amongst themselves about this amazing experience which they had going with Saul on their way to Damascus. They heard the voice, but they did not see him who spoke. But he spoke. And he spoke something that made sense, and a question that made sense. Why do you persecute me? Maybe you think you're fighting with man, with a person. In the meantime, you're fighting with God himself.
When we tell you what I'm funu gum yalos man ban, funu gum telisa, gifunu gum tobisa. Tunkulungulu, loko gwenza wens in jagena lo, gwenza game kobuluake.
Maybe you say, I want to teach that person a lesson, and they will know who I am. I've taught them a lesson. And the Lord says, you're not fighting with that person. You're fighting with me.
Saudi Abu, Zungubani wena Nkosi na ungubani okhulumayo uJesu lo nomzingelayo wena.
And Saul asked, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus.
Uyaqonda ukuthi ubani lo nomzingelayo? Uyaqonda ukuthi ubani lo nomhluphayo? Uyaqonda ukuthi ubani lo nomlimazayo? Mhlambe zonke insuku usuku no sugu, usugu no sugu. Kona abantu abavelelwe, abantu abahlala nabo, usugu no sugu. Abakuthola ukuphumula, uyifa kubo. Uthulwa nokubanibani, kanti ulwa noNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe.
Do you understand whom you are fighting with? Do you understand whom you are opposing? Maybe daily, you're busy with it, every day of your life. And maybe there are those that are with you. They don't have any rest from this. You are busy with this every day. And you say, well, I'm doing this. I've got the authority. I've got the legal letters. I can do it. I'm doing the right thing. But you're fighting against God.
Simanga indaba kaJesu. Ingithinte kakhulu enhlizweni yami. USawula ephume ethi yokwenza eDamaseko. Hila athi ma wa holelwa khona impumputhe kwathiwa yana khona eDamaseko kodwa eDamaseko khona uzofika ukuthola hayi lokho obukuphumele.
But I'm amazed at God's working here, because yeah, Paul or Saul was on his way, furiously on his way to Damascus to go and do what he wanted to do, and then Jesus intervened. And what was the outcome? Saul was now led, helpless, blind, into Damascus. And the Lord said, well, you wanted to go to Damascus. Well, to Damascus you will go.
Mhlawumbe bazoqhamuka eDamaseko. Kuphuma abantu kuthwasa idalati. Nangu Saul usefikile. Isikhulu sezenkolo. Ofunda e-university phansi kaGamaliel. Usengenile. Kunyakaze wonke umuntu, unyakaze iDamaseko yonke.
And maybe Saul would have arrived in Damascus and there would have been pomp and ceremony. He would have been welcomed like a hero. Here is Saul, the great Saul who studied under Gamaliel. He has arrived.
But angene eDamaseko eholwa lo muntu obehlonishwa kangaka akasaboni Agazi lapho yakhona. Nokuthi ohlala kwabani sekudinga bamtshele njengamanje semgqoqweni othile. Akaboni ngoba sekuphelile ukubona wafika uNkulunkulu lapho emthobisa khona.
But our Saul, the great learned Saul, was humbled, having to be led into Damascus like a helpless person, not knowing where he was going, not knowing where he was going to stay, not in control of things. God is able to humble a person. Go to Damascus and you will be told what you are to do.
Hamba uyela buqondo ka khona eDamaseke uzofika khona kodwa hayi uzofika usuthi othotshisiwe bazomangala abantu ukuthi hawu uSawule lo senje.
You will go to Damascus, but you will go having been humbled, and when people look, they will be astonished. Is this the great Saul?
Wahlangabezana nokubona kwakhe khona la eqondo ukuthi abe nodumo khona. Ilapha ahlangana khona noJesu. Ilapha aqala ukukholwa khona ukuthi hawu makunje kanti bengisithe singaka isikhathe eside kangaka ngendaba kaJesu. Waqala indaba entsha manje yokumazisa nokumhlonipha uJesu Kristu nevangeli lakhe.
And at that place where he thought he'd be famous and do what he wanted to achieve, it was there where he was converted. It was there where he had to start learning about the Lord Jesus, where he came to the realization that he was actually persecuting Jesus and where it was going to be a place of a new beginning for him.
Okubalulekile kule ndaba, uma sekusebenza uNkulunkulu, suka endleleni, musa ukuthiya, musa ukuvimba, musa ukuza ngendlela yakho, dedela uNkulunkulu ukuba uyena osebenzayo.
And what is important, what we have to learn from this is, when God wants to work, get out of his way. Don't come in and stand in his way with your ideas and your preconceived ideas. Allow God to do what he wants to do.
Usukuza ngentando yakho ngendlela yakho ngobona kwakho. Thula du umvumele asebenze isinyathelo nesinyathelo uwono kwakho nje Nkosi. La ungiholela khona ngizokulandela.
Don't come with your ideas. Don't come with your cleverness. Get out of God's way. Allow God to do what he wants to do and say, Lord, work you in any way and as you want to work.
La ungiholela khona Nkosi, ngifuna ukuya khona, la ngizokulandela khona. Angifuni ukuhamba ngeyami indlela, angifuni ukuhamba ngawamamehlo ukubuka kwami.
Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you send me to do, to go wherever you send me, not according to my will, not according to my way of seeing things, but according to your will and your way.
Ehlakaniphile uNkulunkulu usehlela indlela ngaphambili.
And God in his wisdom had prepared the way.
Nampo Ananiya belungiselwa bayalelwa iaddress la kumele ukuthi baye khona kukhona umuntu ohluphekile kuleyo ndlu kaJuda uyathandaza.
And then the Lord had spoken to Ananias. And he had said, go to this place, go to this address, to the house of Judas. There is a man there who is praying.
uNkulunkulu uyamtshela uAnania kanti uyamtshela futhi noPaul ukuthi uSaul ukuthi kusizokwenzakalani kuyena ziyahlangana nje lezi zinto. OkukaNkulunkulu ke lokho.
And God spoke to Ananias. And God spoke to Saul who became Paul. And that which he said to them was the same thing. It was an agreement.
Izinto kaNkulunkulu ziyahlangana, zihamba hamba hamba noma beqhelelene kangakanani, khambe 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 kuqondane.
And that is how God works. And it may be things that you think that are far apart, but in the end it becomes united and it joins together.
Uyamfica ngempela umbeki izandla. Ananiya beku Paul umbeka izandla ayavuleka amehlo kodwa akaboni.
And Ananias, when he came and he laid hands on Saul and he prayed for him and his eyes were immediately opened.
Kodwa amehlo abengaboni.
Eyes that did not see.
Sidinga uNkulunkulu ukuzukula amehlo komoya.
We need God to open our spiritual eyes.
Sidinga uNkulunkulu ngokusebenza kwakhe ukwambula kusuku inkwethu emehlweni okomoya sibone izinto ngeso likaNkulunkulu.
We need the revelation from God that those scales may fall from our eyes and that we can see things as God sees them.
Avuleka amehlo yaqala lapha indaba ngoPaul.
And his eyes were opened, and that is when the life of Paul began.
Zashintsha izinto.
Things changed.
Khulumile uNkulunkulu. Lo uyisitsha sami esikhethekileyo.
God had spoken, this is my chosen out vessel.
Noma ube mubi kangaka kodwa nokho akaboni yena isitsha sami lesi esikhethekileyo engifuna ukubeka kuso into zami.
No matter how evil he had been, how wicked he had been, but God had chosen him and said, this is my chosen vessel through which I will work and I will place my treasure in him.
Mhlobo wami, mhlambe wena uyisithe esikhulu. Arch enemy kaNkulunkulu nezinto ekaNkulunkulu. Kanti uwe kanye oyisitsha sikaNkulunkulu afuna ukusebenza ngawe. Uyaqonda nje lokho.
Maybe you are a great enemy of God and the work of God, and you do not realize that God in this at the same time actually wants to work through you.
Noma sesebenza ngawe, sebenza na ungayiqhasha, ungayiphakamisi. Uyisitsha nje. Isitsha sihlonipheka ngalokho okungaphakathi kuso.
But when God does start working through you, that's no reason to be proud and haughty. All you are is just a vessel that contains that treasure from God.
Bengasidekela ngamapeleti egolide, ngeyipuni zegolide, imbese nama okwegolide. Okubalekile kulezo zitsha, akulona igolide nje, okuphakathi egolideni, okuphakathi esitsheni. Kumnandi kangakanani. Ngeke bakhulume ngezitsha zegolide, bazokhuluma ngokudla okuphakathi.
Well, you can have the most expensive vessels. You can have plates of gold and golden cutlery. And all of that will not help you in any way. It won't satisfy your hunger in any way. But if what is important is the food that gets dished up on that, and that is what people speak about.
Paul, waba isitsha nje esikhethekile sikaNkulunkulu engazi kodwa yena.
Paul was a chosen instrument of God, unbeknownst to him.
Waqala washumayela elinye ivangeli. Washumayela ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu manje. Ebadonsela kokuphila. Ebasusa kule ndlela, ebabuyisela kule ndlela okuyona yona kade basusa kuyo.
And then Paul preached a different message. He now preached the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and leading people to the true way, whereas before he led them astray, he was now leading them to the true way. He was totally transformed. A Saul became a Paul. And now, saving them from the way of destruction and bringing them to the way of salvation.
Kodwa nokho akamanga ngalomlila ewuzwa ngaphakathi kwakhe enhlizweni embeke inkosi uNkulunkulu.
And at the beginning, people were very wary of him. They didn't trust him. They said, isn't he, this may be a ruse. Isn't he trying to get all of us in this way? But he didn't stop. He continued serving the Lord.
Unomsebenzi omkhulu uJesu afuna ukusebenza. Ufuna lezi zintsha ezihlalele lapha.
God God wants to achieve a great and accomplish a great work. And he wants to use you as an instrument, as a vessel. Those vessels that don't realize that you are there for the work of God.
Suka lapho khona, yehlela khona eDamaseko, uzothola ozokuyalela, akutshele ukuthi kupho okumele ukuba ukwenze usuku lendlelentsha.
Go to Damascus, leave the place where you are. Go into Damascus and you will be told what you have to do, and the Lord will lead you and teach you what you have to do.
Suka kulezi indlela zakho obuhamba ngazo zokubulala. Ngena manje badonze babize ubabizele ekuphileni ngoba yilokho uNkulunkulu abafisela ukuthi batholakale bekukho.
Leave your murdering ways and now lead people to the way of life. That is what God wants to do through you.
Yashintsha indlela kwashintsha ukwenza. Akasafuni le ndlela ebheke ezansi ebheke kufeni, ubadonsele ekuphileni manje.
He was totally transformed, no longer wanting to lead people to the way of death, down to the way of death, but to lead them to the way of salvation, the way of life.
Kodwa angakafiki lapha, kwakudinga ubashukwe, kwakudinga ubaphume indlela zakhe, kuphume konke okubi kukaSaul. Kuphile manje uPaul ohambisana nevangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
But before he could do that, before he could be used in that way, he had to be dealt with severely. All of that which belonged to him had to come to an end. A Saul had to be changed into a Paul.
Ngeke uNkulunkulu asebenzise nezono zethu.
God will not work together with sin in our lives.
Ngeke uqhubeke umsebenzi wenkosi siphile ezonweni zethu.
God will not further his work through us while we live with sin in our lives.
Dinga sikhumule umuntu omdala, sidinga sikhumule imvelo endala. Sembathe imvelo kaNkuluNkulu, sihambe ngokomfanekiso kaJesu Kristu indodana yakhe eyasikheza ukuze osikhiphe ebumnyameni isifake ekhanyeni kwaphakade.
We have to put off the old man. We have to put on the new man, created after the image of God, and where we leave our old ways and follow his way.
Kubiza ukulalela, uthini uNkulunkulu, uyamlalela na kulokho akukhulumayo empilweni yakho nasendleleni yakho na?
And it costs us to obey God. Are you giving God an ear? Do you hear what he says and do you obey?
Kusibiza ukuba sihambe ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
It will cost us to walk according to God's will, and that our will comes to a complete end.
Ukuyiphakamisa, ukuyibeka endaweni ethize, kumele kuphele sithi Inkosi makuphile wena, makuphile ivangeli lakho, makuphile intando yakho empilweni zethu.
Pride and placing yourself on a pedestal in some kind of elevated position, all of that needs to come to an end. That God's will can be done in us.
Waqala umsebenzi wenkosi babakhululeka abantu zathula iyaluyalo eJerusalem kwathi ukuthula eJerusalem sekuphenduke inkosi yezoni uSaul obemelene nomsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu.
Oh, and then God's work started through this man, and multitudes were saved. There was now peace and quiet in Jerusalem. This person who was the chief of persecutors became the one who preached the gospel. And true repentance and conversion was seen in his life. The fruit of repentance was seen, that when a person truly changes what it's like.
Umuntu obayisitha sevangeli manje yena oshisekela nokushisekela intando kaNkulunkulu.
He was an enemy of the gospel. He was the one now who was zealous to further the gospel.
Noma ubemelene kanje noNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu cha noma mahlukene eMpumalanga neNtshonalanga uye kanye lo engimfunayo uye kanye lo ozophakamisa igama lami.
And even though he was the one who was the leader in persecuting the church, God said, that's the one whom I want to work through. Where are you? Are you still walking according to your way? According to your way of seeing? Jesus.
Uchesu ya gubiza manje. Uchesu ya gubiza. Uchesu ya gubiza. Uchesu ya gubiza. Uya gubiza. Uchesu ya gubiza. Uyo shale zonweni, uyo shale zonweni, guze gubenin, uchesu ya gubiz. Uyo shale zonweni, uyo shale zonweni, guze gubenin, uchesu ya gubizam. Usese tu ze uchesu sese tu. Usese tu ze uchesu sese tu. Uchesu sese tu ze uchesu sese tu ze. Usese tu ze uchesu sese tu. Uyo shale zonweni, uyo shale zonweni, guze gubenin, uchesu sese tu. Uyo shale zonweni, uyo shale zonweni, guze gubenin, uchesu sese tu zena.
Shall we pray?
Agestandas.
Lord, your ways are not our ways.
Kosi indlela zakho akusizona indlela zethu.
We have heard how you worked in an amazing way in Saul's life.
Sizwile Nkosi ukuthi wena wasebenza ngendlela emangalisa kangakanani empilweni kaSaul.
And Lord, you are no different today. You are still the same God.
Nkosi awushintshile akho mehluko namhlanje wena usenguye lo uNkulunkulu.
And yes, Paul was your chosen vessel, but you also want to use us today as your vessels.
Yebo Nkosi, uSaul wayeyisitsha esikhethekile sakho, kodwa nathi namhlanje siyizo izitsha zakho ezikhethile.
For you want to work in our time and glorify your name.
Wena Nkosi uthanda ukusebenza esikhathini sethu ukuze ukhazimulise igama lakho.
Your power has grown no less today than it was at that time.
Amandla akho Nkosi azange afinyela finyezwe kunangaleso sikhathi sakuqala.
Your Holy Spirit hasn't grown old and become powerless at our time.
Umoya wakho ngcwele Nkosi azange waguga waba umoya ongenamandla ngesikhathi sethu.
But Lord, as you worked at that time, you want to work in our own time.
Njengoba Nkosi wasebenza ngaleso sikhathi, uyathanda futhi ukusebenza ngesikhathi sethu.
And yes, we understand that those who want to live a God-fearing life and bear fruit for the gospel will be persecuted.
Siyezwa Nkosi ukuthi labo abathanda ukuba baphile impilo yakho bathele ithelo zevangeli bayodlula emzimeni.
And even today there are those who like Saul at that time think they are doing you a service by fighting your church.
Na namhlanje Nkosi khona labo ababhizi belwa njengo Saul bethi Nkosi balwela wena.
And we pray that you'll have mercy on them as you had mercy on Paul.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube nomusa kubo njengoba waba nomusa kuSaul.
But Lord, even if they continue with that persecution, that will not stop us from serving you.
Noma Nkosi beqhubeka nokuzingela behlupa ngaleyo ndlela, asiyukuma thina ukuqhubeka nokusebenzela wena nokwenza umsebenzi wakho.
For Lord, the suffering that we have to endure doesn't compare to the glory that we will experience when we meet with you.
Ngoba inhlupheko zalesi sikhathi azinakulinganiswa naleso sikhathi Nkosi sokwambulwa kwakho.
But oh Lord, we pray, work in our lives.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi, sicela ukuthi usebenze empilweni zethu.
We've heard what it means to have a true meeting with you.
Sizwile Nkosi ukuthi kusho ukuthini ukuhlangana ngeqiniso nawe.
Where Saul, who became Paul, was no longer the same.
Lapho Nkosi uPaul waphendu uSaul waphendu kuPaul akabange sashintsha impilo yakhe.
But his life was totally transformed.
Kodwa impilo yakhe yaguqulwa ngokupheleleyo.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Egcwalisiwe ngomoya wakho ongcwele.
Through whom you could work and glorify your name.
Hayi wena Nkosi ongasebenza ukuze likhazinyuliswe igama lakho.
And Lord, when we look at our lives, we see how little we have of that.
Nkosi masibuke impilo zethu siyabuka Nkosi ukuthi kuncane kangakanani kwethu okwalokho kuphila ababekukho.
And we pray by your grace that we will not stand in your way.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ngomusa wakho singemi endleleni yakho.
That at this time we will not lose out on that which you have for us.
Ukuthi Nkosi nangalesi sikhathi singalahlekela samukwe lokho wena Nkosi osibekele khona.
That we will not be busy with transient, worthless things while there are eternal things at stake.
Ukuba Nkosi singalebali ngalokho kuyize ungenamsebenzi. Indaba enkulu Nkosi ibihlalele ngaphambili.
Help us, Lord, that we will have a fresh meeting with you.
Silekelele Nkosi ukuba sibe nokuphenduka nokuhlangana nawe okusha empilweni yethu.
That we may experience your power at work in our lives.
Ukuze Nkosi sibone lawo mandla okusebenza kwakho empilweni zethu.
That the scales may fall off from our eyes.
Ukuze uNkulunkulu inkwethu isuke iphele emehlweni ethu.
That we may see things in the way and the light that you see them in.
Sibone Nkosi izinto ngendlela wena nangokukhanya lokho wena Nkosi onakho.
And that we will be willing to be sent by you.
Sibe ngabantu futhi abanokuvuma ukuthunywa nguwe.
That we may say, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
Ukuze Nkosi sikwazi ukusho ukuthi nangu mina Nkosi ngithume.
Lord, on that day when that brilliant light shone on Saul, he was never the same again after that.
Nkosi lokho kukhanya okukhulu lawo mandla okukhanya ahlangana noSaul uyashintsha impilo yakhe akabange saba yilokho ayekhona ngaphambili.
May the service and your word which we've heard today be like that light.
Wangathi Nkosi lenkonzo nezwi lakho Nkosi namhlanje lingaba yilokho kukhanya okufana nayo.
That when we go out of this service our lives will be different.
Ukuba masiphuma kule nkonzo Nkosi impilo zethu zibe ngezahlukileyo.
For your name's sake.
Ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.